Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders appoints 6 new members to the State Library Board after lawmakers dissolved the old panel. Also, a lawsuit challenging the state's school voucher program moves forward in federal court. And Jonesboro residents raise concerns over the temporary closure of the E. Boone Watson Center. Those headlines and more are coming up on KASU News for Thursday, August 21st, 2025. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has appointed 6 new members to the State Library Board after lawmakers voted to dissolve the old panel earlier this year. The new members are Jack Fortner of Yaleville, Lindley McMillan of Benton, Sydney McKenzie of Rogers, Emmeline Pilkington of Knoxville, Annette Bailey of Mountain Home, and Clay Goff of Beebe. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports Fortner is a former state representative, McMillan works in the governor's office, and Pilkington and McKenzie are married to state lawmakers. Goff is president of the Beebe School Board and chairs the White County Library Board. One seat remains open, and the appointments are subject to Senate confirmation. Sanders also announced other appointments, including Landon Downing of Batesville to the Natural Heritage Commission. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has also appointed Aaron Abbott to the Arkansas State Board of Education. News release from the governor's office says Abbott replaces Kathy McFetridge and will serve on the board until June 30, 2032. Abbott is a Springdale resident and a Northeast Arkansas native. He works as a consultant for HALDA and has held leadership roles at the University of Arkansas, John Brown University, and Williams Baptist University. In a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's school voucher program, plaintiffs are asking a judge to continue hearing the case. They are asking U.S. District Judge D. Price Marshall Jr. to reject the state's motion to dismiss the case. The lawsuit seeks to block the Educational Freedom Account program, which gives taxpayer dollars to families to fund their children's private, religious, or homeschool education. More than 50,000 applications for the program have been received this school year. The Jonesboro City Council is hearing concerns about the temporary closure of the E. Boone Watson Center. During public comments, Craighead County NAACP President Shamal Carter called for more transparency from the city. He said the center is more than just a building. It represents the history and legacy of the Black community in Jonesboro.
By protecting the E. Boone Watson Center and investing in the permanent future, you show that our history matters and our people and our voices matter.
The audio is from the City of Jonesboro's Facebook page. The center was closed after the Jonesboro Police Department's Warrants and Probation Division was relocated there when the Justice Complex shut down in June for roof repairs. Because of state requirements protecting sensitive information, the center has been locked to the public. The center houses the Craighead County Jonesboro African American Cultural Center, which features exhibits on schools, churches, and businesses that shaped Black history in the city. Carter said he and Mayor Harold Copenhaver are expected to meet next week to discuss possible solutions. Also, at the city council meeting, the council approved a contract to install 45 new bus shelters across town. The Northeast Arkansas school employee is accused of recording students without their knowledge. 24-year-old Dakota Hudson was arrested by Paragould police on Tuesday and charged with a felony count of video voyeurism. Hudson was a paraprofessional employed with the Paragould School District. He's being held without bond at the Greene County Jail. A jury has begun deliberating in the trial of a man charged with organizing the daytime ambush killing of rapper Young Dolph at a Memphis bakery in November 2021. The trial of 45-year-old Hernandez Govan began Monday in a Memphis courtroom. Govan is charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. He is not accused of shooting Young Dolph, but prosecutors claim he directed the two people who did so. Deliberations began yesterday, will continue today. Young Dolph, whose legal name was Adolf Thornton Jr., grew up in Memphis and was a rapper, independent label owner, and producer. Next, federal officials say agriculture will see a major boost in spending over the next decade. We'll have more after the break.
I'm KASU Station Manager Mark Smith. Like many small rural stations across the country, congressional action to eliminate funding for public media sends KASU and all public radio into an uncharted future. But we remain certain about our mission and our commitment to you and to our community. You can help through contributing at kasu.org/give. As we navigate the path ahead, your continued partnership and financial support is crucial. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
The Congressional Budget Office says more federal dollars are coming to agriculture within the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The CBO released projections saying federal spending for rural programs and disaster assistance will increase by more than $65 billion over the next decade. Some key Arkansas commodities like soybeans and rice will see reference price increases between 10 and 20%. Reference prices set the government's floor in guaranteed commodity sales. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that Senator John Bozeman said 2025 was not shaping up to be a good year for crop production and long noted the need to update the farm bill that had been in place from 2018. Enlisted personnel from Arkansas and other states may have to adhere to their state's abortion laws now that the Department of Veterans Affairs is moving forward with plans to end all abortion services at VA hospitals. Frieda Ross for the Arkansas News Service explains.
The move is subject to a 30-day comment period that ends in early September. Following the overturn of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court, then-President Joe Biden changed rules allowing medical personnel at VA facilities to provide abortions in cases of rape, incest, or threats to the health or life of a mother. Lindsay Church with Minority Veterans of America says veterans will now be at the mercy of their state's abortion laws. Arkansas and 19 other states have greatly restricted or completely banned the medical procedure since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Service members and veterans and their families are now going to have to figure out how to navigate state-level health care and state-level reproductive health services in order to access that care.
Republican lawmakers and the administration have argued the VA's focus should be on providing veterans with service-connected health care. They also claim Biden's initial rule was motivated by politics, not by health care. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
The latest report from the Arkansas Department of Commerce says the state's unemployment rate is holding steady. In conjunction with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the department says Arkansas's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained stable at 3.7% throughout July. That's under the U.S. jobless rate, which increased by 1/10 to 4.2% in July. The report says that both the employment and size of the civilian labor force remain at record high levels for the state. Between July 2024 and 2025, largest employment gains have been in private education and health, with leisure and hospitality a distant second. A stretch of highway linking two main thoroughfares in central Arkansas is receiving a new designation. The Arkansas Department of Transportation says State Highway 440 will be redesignated as part of the interstate highway system as Interstate 440. The road connects Interstate 40 in North Little Rock to State Highway 67-167 in Jacksonville, which also recently was designated as Interstate 57. An Arkansas food festival has a new home. The Downtown Food Truck Festival will hold its 14th annual event at a new green space near the Interstate 30 Bridge in downtown Little Rock. The 18-acre lot was created by the project to replace the highway bridge. This year's festival is set for Sunday, September 21st. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Sandy Alcantara pitched 2-run ball for 7 innings, and the Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2. That's all for KASU News. Music provided by 2B Studio. You can find more stories online at kasu.org. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for KASU News on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.